The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of mercy.
Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was a mercy to all the worlds, and the message he brought and the example he set bring mankind guidance in every place and every situation, in times of ease and when life is unbearably hard, like the present circumstances in Palestine. This is a poem dedicated to the people of Gaza, drawing lessons of wisdom and hope from the Battle of Uhud, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and the conquest of Mecca. Praising the Prophet with Palestine in mind. He is the secret and exemplar for mankind. No human hand over his from his conception in the seen and unseen until the story's culmination and its timeless continuation. Angels washed his innocent heart, and he grew up spotlessly clear from worldly rust, earning the trust of creatures, fulfilling God's trust. He was dry tinder when the angel Sheikh came in the form of a man and squeezed him like a bellows to his chest, inflaming his breast. He was freshly prepared vellum. The command to read was the nib, incising the ink onto the pristine sheet. He polished the mirror of his heart by his yearning and turning, and the brightness of his face was a lamp in the darkness, lit by the oil of the book and wisdom. He was the master of seclusion with his Lord, the paragon of keeping company with the submitted hearts, and the sword master of cutting the Gordian knot of the deniers' plots. He held the flag, scanned the terrain, sighted the waymarks, tracked the traces, led troops on life's campaign. Trust in God's outcome guided his actions, so even defeat turned to victory, and giving ground gained him the ground to meet the enemy on his terms. And when he conquered, he overcame vengeance and forgave.
Messenger of mercy.